now we know what we're going to do, and now we can get back to a little bit more broad. And this goes to show the sincerityness or the for realness of Master Jay. Now, back to this part about Yusef.
Yes, sir.
I had been met Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad and his messenger way before then. When I met Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, I was encountering him all through my life, but I did not know that he was Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad until after I had seen the picture of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, because he didn't tell me he was Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, because he was overseeing me as a child.
Yes, sir.
He used to come through the neighborhood, and he used to sell crooks and stuff. You remember I told you, Sister Anthony, Mr. Gardner, and Sister Anthony, Mr. Gardner, that my so-called dad got a blanket that a bed, they said this is a lifetime bedspread.
Yes, sir, I saw it.
They say you will never see one like it. You will never even need a sheet or anything anymore. This would keep you warm if it was freezing outside.
Yes, sir, I saw it.
You can never wear it out. And he done had that 20 to 30 to 40 something years.
It looks like it's brand new. And
it's just like it's brand new.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't collect dirt.
Yes, sir.
That's Master Bob's Eve around Mama. There's a door-to-door salesman. Little white man used to come there. Little white looking man come there and sold that to my so-called dad. Then when I used to go to school, I was always running into this little white man, this little white-looking boy, and I was always running into my many men, Filipino village, because of the Filipinos. He used to come in and play like he was related to the Filipinos and stuff.
Yes.
But I could never put it together. Why are they the Filipino and you look white? Not until years later. I used to ask my so-called mother, what happened to that little white guy that I used to always be so, that used to always come around me at the different days and that? Where is that person? I'll tell you the kind of name he had one time when I ran into him again, and he used to be looking out this window while I was walking around, supposed to be going to a private tutor. And I see him out this window, and I say, hi, I ain't seen you in a while. He said, hi, and I used to stop and talk with him out of this big window of a two-story building, and then he used to say, well, what's your name? And they call him Bookie.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's not a name.
Yes, sir.
That's waste matter.
Yes, sir.
Of the planet Earth's criteria. Discuss of the planet Earth's material.
Yes, sir.
He said, call him Boogie. And I just said, my mother, where's Boogie? I don't know. He just disappeared.
Yes, sir.
Then he came as Duffy. And I said, all these, but I never paid because I was doing this in just 18 years. I used to see it. I'd seen these people was all the same person.
Yes, sir.
When I seen the picture of Master Wallace, my mother, I said, that's that man and that's that person that I always spent my life looking for, my only friend that I always had coming up.
Yes, sir.
But I did not know it was Master Wallace, for Muhammad. Even when I was on the house up there in that corner down there in Rapidville, right on that corner down there in that little house there. Okay, it's time for me to go back to the singers here. But you see, all this goes in that tape, even this particular part. You don't have to edit it, this particular one for on Yusef too. Even this front part where we was talking about this here police thing.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to alter that for the minister and stuff.
Yes, sir.
It all goes in there, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'm thinking to go back up here now. What y'all gonna do today?
Since we're going out and I got the first Master Wafi Farah Muhammad, Master Mazan Balaj Muhammad, to remote control unit, Master Jay, I'm gonna go with him.
To go where?
To about the birth certificate so they can finish
up. Oh, okay, alright. Okay. So down in the room, and I said I'm gonna link him to the degree of the creator's master plan of the ever Lord of Hope. So I'm gonna leave it open and we don't never close in the name of our God and the person of Master Wafi Farah Muhammad, in the name of the last and greatest apostle, the most honorable Muhammad, in the most holy name of Muhammad, said Dalai Lama. The creator's master plan, and that's Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, Jehovah Yahweh, whatever they want it to be.
And
I love all the righteous peoples and understand the other people. And don't have no hate, because hate destroys the hater. So be sure to call the FBI agent and talk to him about that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Sajala Lahu.
Sajala Lahu, sir.
Calling that so-called Donna, letting her know that you were on the phone.
Oh, well, how did the sisters get down here?
They're driving the van.
Which one?
The red and white one, sir.
Oh, who's driving?
Answer so-called Monique. I took answer so-called Chantel. I got in the person, Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, this Master Mosan and Elijah Muhammad, had me to take answer so-called Chantel to the DMV today to try for her test. She failed it. She has to go take it again.
She don't know how to drive, does she?
No, it was just a written test. First.
Oh, yeah, because I don't think she knows how to drive, does she?
I've never seen her drive, so I don't know.
We don't want to put in nothing if she don't know how to drive, and we wouldn't want to try to teach her how to drive a van.
Yes,
because
sir.
You're not there, because in between you is a place where you wouldn't be able to get to the brakes in time.
Yes, sir.
And we certainly don't want to teach her in a new car.
Yes, sir.
Because you're in a remote development.
Oh, yes, sir.
So, but all things, we're going to open the name of our God who came in the presence of the last of all the sea for our Muhammad, the name of the greatest apostle, the son of life, Muhammad, the number of the names of Muhammad, the Dalai Lama, and Assalamu alaikum to the degree of the creator's master plan of the year of our Lord of hosts. Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad is best in the Muslim Belize Muhammad, January 1994.
Yes, sir.
Sajalahu
and Wallace Salam to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan of the Year of Our Lord and Host of January 27th, 1994.
Okay, now let me say this right quick.
Yes,
well, I got the President Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad wanted me to bring this up so that you would always be insight on things that are transpiring and things that are transpiring with you.
Yes, sir.
So you're supposed to go and scoop that stuff up and just went that way. I told you that the brother called down there and talked to so-called dad and told so-called dad to tell if that brother answered my so-called Benny Powell calls and tell him that that number was up here, you know, to give him the number so he can call over there.
Oh, yes, sir. And then also so-called mother called me and she was saying that dad had told her that someone had called and she was letting me know that she had talked to so-called Reva. And that Reva was saying that the brother was all right, and she wanted me to let you know that. And then she wanted to know that you have another visit this week. She wanted to come and visit. She asked me, was I going, and would I come and get her and bring her up to visit?
Oh, so-called Elsie?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but what else did so-called Reva say?
Well, that's all that she said to me. She just said that, she said that the brother hasn't called her back anymore, but that she had talked to Reva.
And Reva said the brother, what did Reva say? She said Reva said?
She just said that Reva said that the brother's doing all right, he's okay, and that's all that she said. She just wanted me to let you know that.
Oh, well, yes, ma'am, we understand that. But we wanted to give the phone number to wherever, if you know Reva's phone number, you call Reva, tell Reva to give the phone number to him.
Okay, yes, sir. I do, I think it's,
You know, remember, this here, too, brother. I come out of Jabari. He's supposed to wrote a letter to the brother down there when he was in Riverside so that you can get the address from him.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then another thing, you can ask the so-called cookie to get the address, but then one thing about the so-called cookie character is that you have to make sure you have to beat her to the punch or she might be starting trying to write down that way, and that's not needed. Or you must inform her that the Master Day said that she is not to write down there herself.
Yes, sir.
And that we would like the address for how you write to a person down that way.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
We don't need her writing down that way.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and another thing, you said that you spoke to her the other day. What did you speak to Sister Asma Sukha? What did Sister Asma Sukha Cookie have to say?
Okay, well, I was just, she was telling me about how she was still working on this letter that she's supposed to be writing to you. And she was saying, you know how when after talking with you and the many things that you may go over, and she's trying to, she said she had put it all down like as a rough draft, and now she's going back writing it, you know, in her.
Well, I don't care nothing about that. Just
yes,
go ahead.
And then also she was asking me about, okay, because a lot of her things I had that had taken to her, and it was a notebook that she was saying that wasn't there, and she had asked me that had I located it yet. And, well, I did today, with the will of Allah, God, and the person, Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, this messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I did call her and let her know that I found it and that I would bring it to her when I came, the next time I came that way.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's basically all.
Okay, what did you say that Sister Asma, y'all spoke to Sister Asma, so-called KK?
Yes, sir. She had called me, and she was letting me know something about a lesson that the brother, Anson, so-called Radcliffe, had wrote called, titled Through the Door.
Yes.
And she was wondering, had you received it? Because she was saying that Mother Superior was supposed to be sending the copy to you, the original copy.
Sent me a copy, but of a writing. But Brother Anselm, I'm a so-called Cato. When I gave it to him for him to send it to y'all, he let it go down back through the laundry.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. Well, anyway, what the sister was saying is that the brother, Anselm so-called Radcliffe, wanted to know, did you approve it? And that he had her making copies of this to send to each one of the brothers, and to send a copy to myself and answer so-called Donna.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's good. That's good. But what we want people to start doing, those goes into the book.
Yes, sir.
And those are things that you're going to have to figure out how to correlate them. But that's where I've got in the presence. See, there's one thing that's coming up right now. We have to start making some income.
Oh, yes, sir.
We have to start this. See, what I'm working towards, what I got in the prison, that's what I'm trying to be working towards, is we got, see, that I was reading in those things, and it just keeps on my mind, because you know we got to get that janitorial thing going, but we're just trying to juggle the books until I got in the prison, that's what I'm trying to be working towards, and gets me out there, right?
Yes, sir.
So that we can go to that janitorial school that they have, that listing in the back there, where it has businesses and that worn ad papers.
Yes, sir.
And they have that they'll send you to train you in school, and also you can they'll finance you with your you invest $1,400 or whatever it is, and then you get your tools, and they give you the contracts to do them places just like what Amden was talking about doing.
Yes, sir.
That we could all go to that school, that janitorial school, that all of us together. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so that we can do it that particular way.
Yes, sir.
Because the janitorial school and thing is up here, and they give you the contract. You read about it in the paper, or you can go back there where it says businesses for sale or things back there in the one, and you can read it. It's got three places back there where we can get into our end. We can either get into the industrial custodian service, and it only costs this much. It's something, you know, buy these contracts and things, and you make $3,000 or $15,000 or $10,000 a month, but you pay so-and-so. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Like the payroll of jobs used to be a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
Out here, which you don't, I don't know if you know anything about it, but Sister Anthony took our daughter, do you know?
Yes, sir.
But that's the one thing that I wanted to get into, you know. So we don't know if the government, and that, like I told you, that car thing on bidding on them cars, but we first got to see where this other person is at, Mr. Holzman.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, I'll praise you to the Lord God and the business back to the people. I'm not respectful and messenger to the most honored black. Come on, something else. Come in on the rest of this.
Okay, right now, as we're speaking right now, like I got the person about the wealthy farm, Muhammad's Mr. Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has been going through this notebook that I had when the brother was down there in Riverside before,
yes,
and all the different phone numbers that he had given me, and I'm looking, seeing if I have any in here, and I think I've located so-called Reva's phone number.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. And, okay, also, I went to a meeting, what they call it, an IEP, for so-called Calvin, because he's in special education.
Yes, ma'am.
And I went to the meeting today, and as far as the things that they were telling me, he seems to be, he's doing a lot better than what he was doing before then when he was with my so-called mother.
Yes, ma'am.
But she was saying that he, in his history class, that he has a problem, like he tells her, you know, that he speaks on the fact that why do they just teach on white? And she was saying that she heard him like mumble somewhat under his breath one day saying that, you know, it's just stupid, just white devil stuff, you know. So then she said she understands that that we are Muslims, and that she was wondering, you know, does he have like a racist problem or something? And I explained to her that no, maybe it's just that he is really just coming into it, and a few things that he has learned, he doesn't have the full understanding of how to apply it and everything, but we are not racist. And that she said that one day she had just, they did something on Martin Luther King.
Yes, ma'am.
And so then when they did that, then he shared a lot of things with it, and he was really enthused, and he was all into it, and he was clapping his hands and a lot of things that he had to share with the class, and that was beautiful. And so he's coming along fine in that. And the other thing he has a problem with is like when he has something to speak on, he just blurts it out rather than, you know, give courtesy to the others and, you know, raise your hand.
Yes, sir.
So that you can say it.
But that's in her apprentice. She's in the training process.
Yes, sir.
And that's doing far better than when he was. Way far better than when he was somewhere else.
Yes, sir.
So you got to allow for that. So all praise due to Allah, God, and the prisoner, back to what the Allah, Mother, says, for the message of the Messiah, of Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
How's the band been running?
It's running fine, sir. The only thing, okay, with it is, I noticed, if you're talking about the white van or the red and white
van. White one.
Okay, with the white, it's running good. But I noticed that around the ignition thing, the little circle, there's a light that usually stays on all the time, a little green light.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's a little design or something that's over where you pull the headlights on. It's a little light that stays on at all times.
Yes, ma'am.
But I've noticed that a few times it gets dim and like it goes off, or and then when you turn the headlights on or something, it may get dim a little. But I don't know if it has still been doing it since we went and took it, you know, to be serviced and everything that day.
Yes.
So, but because the sister's really...